The Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? Unlike a car with its user's manual, we are born without instructions how to live. We experience life vicissitudes without a so-called user's manual. The Gita has been described as such a guide. These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda, which he has been delivering for more than 25 years. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
The first six chapters we talked about ourselves, that's who we are, as this individual beings, which we all along understood who we are. I'm this body, I'm this mind, I'm this intellect. And then I'm also this ego, which says this is me. But then we have also seen how to get the most out of this equipment, which is the body, mind, and intellect we have. In the first six chapters, we learned about the Karma Yoga. We also learned about the Dhyana Yoga, the meditation. Now, as we have seen, the next six chapters talking about who the Lord is, the God is, the one whom I'm seeking. I'm constantly wondering, is there a creator of this universe? And if there is one, who he is? So next six chapters of Bhagavad Gita says, I'll give you the identity of that Lord, you know, who is the creator of this whole universe, and because I'm a part of this, you know, he's also creator of me. First three verses which you have seen, Bhagavan said, will tell you the knowledge and the wisdom. In other words, the information I'll give you, and once you internalize it, it will become a knowledge for you. And he said that everyone can understand this thing, every human being, or every being can understand this, as long as there are three prerequisites he gave us, you know. One is your mind should be focused on me. Me, in essence, the God which whom you're trying to understand. If I'm trying to understand a theory in physics, and my mind is somewhere else, obviously I'm not going to understand it. So we all say, I want to know who God is, but I have no time for him. I want to know, but not right now. You know, right now I'm very busy. Therefore, you can't understand it, Bhagavan said. So the first prerequisite, he said, is have your mind focused on me. Then he said, I taught you the art of yoga in the first six chapters. Now live your life in the manner which you learned in the first six chapters of yoga. And then take refuge in me. Know that if he is the creator whom I am seeking, and if he is the creator of this entire universe, and I am part of this universe, who am I dependent on? If I have this understanding clear when I start my seeking, then Bhagavan said, you shall come to me without any doubt. Because I am going to now give you the knowledge about myself, and then you will be able to apply it in your life, so it will become wisdom for you. With that introduction, Bhagavan said, I'm going to give you all that asesataha. I'm not going to leave anything behind. There is no secret left after we have discussed this. Every human being will be able to understand who I am. But then he also said that out of all these thousands of beings, now billions of people, very few even have a desire to know this. We all say, I want to know God, but none of us really have time for it. You know, I have a lot of things to do. Someday we'll figure out who God is. And if he's there or not, not much of my problem right now. The stock market, which I'm worried about, right? Or my job I'm worried about, my promotion I'm worried about. They said, actually, not really many people are interested. So out of these billions of people or thousands of beings, Very few even have this burning desire to know this. Out of those who have burning desire to know this, very few reaches there. In other words, on our path to this, there's some distraction comes. From where? From my own vasanas and desires. And Swamiji quotes here, as in Bible it says, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle, but it is very difficult for a rich man to pass through the gate of the heaven. That's because the wealth, rich man is, Swamiji says, his interpretation, not the material wealth, wealth of your desires. If I have too many desires, and say, I want to do this, and then I want to do this, and by the way, I also want to know who God is, you know. It's not really possible. So even though I had the sincere desire to know God, but I'm distracted by all this. So I started my journey in knowing Him, but I get distracted. And therefore, I say, out of those few who seek God, very few makes it. At one point of time in their journey, they find something more attractive. It's like me going from here to New Jersey, and I'm on a New Jersey turnpike, and I'm really have my goal to go to New York or New Jersey. But somewhere on New Jersey Turnpike, I see this rest area, which is so enchanting. It is a big boy, and then Bob's, you know, whatever, and then Cinnabon and Burger King. And I say, well, this is great. Everything is here. Why do I have to go anywhere else? And I just stopped my journey right there. Because I got distracted, I forgot my goal is to go to New York. This is what Bhagavan says happens to most of the seekers. Therefore, only few who are so keen on knowing this, they put aside all those distractions and keep marching towards their goal, and they get it. Everyone will get it as long as you also do the same. Focused on me. Perform yoga as we have learnt in the first six chapters. Know that He is the only refuge. I only exist because He exists. And then follow and you will find it. He now gives his first identification. He said, everybody says, I have never seen God. I say, have you seen God? I have not seen God. Have you seen God? I have not seen God. But he said, you all have seen Him. When yesterday we were at Swami Dhyanananda's in a place in Maryland, because we took my newly wed son and daughter-in-law to get Swamiji's blessings. And Swamiji, being, you know, who he is, he started playing bhajans on his laptop and made a game for Pauravi, my daughter-in-law, and said, you're going to find out who the singer is. So obviously most she knew. Then she played one bhajan and said, if you don't know this singer, you're in big trouble. He played a bhajan which was I have sung, you know. And obviously she said, I can figure out. I said, you better know this person. Said, you know him. He gave all the clue. You know him. You are very close to him. You are this. But she keeps saying, but Swami, I don't think I have heard him before. Then Swamiji said, that's your father-in-law. And they said, oh yeah, I heard this before. I knew this bhajan, I have heard him singing, but because the whole orchestra playing behind, you know, with my voice professionally recorded, she couldn't figure out who is singing. You know. She knew all along who the singer is, but she claimed complete ignorance about me. And as soon as she realized, she said, oh, I knew all along. Now she also said, I heard this bhajan, I also heard him singing, I also, everything all fell in place as soon as Swamiji said who the singer is.
What bhajan?
It was Daya Karo Shiva Gangadhari. So, now Swamiji had on his computer, so she never expected the Swamiji from my bhajan on his computer. So, Bhagavan said this is exactly where we are. We see him every day, meet him every day, talks to him every day. We just don't know that that's him. So the verse 4 says, Bhumi apaha analaha vayuhu kham manaha buddhihi evacha ahankara itiyamme binna prakriti astada. My eightfold nature, he said, my nature, his nature, the Lord's eightfold nature, he said, my eightfold nature is bhumi, the earth, apaha, water, analaha, fire, vayuhu, air, kham, space, mana, mind, buddhi, intellect, and ahankar, ego. We know all eight of them. We know first five great elements. Then he added mind, intellect, and ahankar. Who am I? This body, mind, and intellect. The body is nothing but the five elements. We know that. I just realized I have gained some weight because I couldn't button my shirt. With all this wedding and all these sweets, you know, all along for last about 5 months, you know, I must have put on some weight, so I couldn't. So what do? I need to stop eating. So it's very clear, this body is nothing but the food which I have eaten. And this body now, everybody from the high school, you know, science know, this body is made up of 90% water. There's a fire in it, that's 98.7. Doctor puts a thermometer in your mouth, and if it's less than 97 something, he starts worrying. Well, over that, there's a fire there. We know there's air in this body. We sometimes find out very embarrassingly, you know. So there's air in this body. You know. We also know there's space in this. That's where the food goes into it, you know. So all these five elements I know as my body. But I also know me as my mind and my intellect. Only thing I don't admit is I have ego. I say, no, I'm an egoless person. Everybody else has ego. You know. Bhagavan says that very thought that I am is ahankar. Aham kartru ahankar. That which thinks that I am doing is ahankar. So we all have ahankar. All these eight are very, very familiar and dear to me. And I still claim that I don't know Bhagavan. Because he says, itiyam me, it is my eightfold prakriti, my eightfold manifestation, which I can see and interact with my senses, is what we deal with as this world, as myself and the world. And the world is also made up of the same eight. So I and the world are made up of this eightfold nature of the Lord, Bhagavan said. And I never recognized that as his prakriti. He said, this is me and that's the world. But he said, that's my lower prakriti. Lower in a sense, not something is higher and something is lower. Something is grosser and something is subtler. This is my gross nature which you can appreciate through your senses. And you say, apara ayam itatvan tu anyam prakriti viddhi me para. This is my lower prakriti. So don't come to the conclusion that if I put all these people together and all this, you know, earth together and air together, and well, that's God. You know, there is something more to it. You know. It's like when you say, I know Neil. And somebody says, oh, no, you know, you don't know really Neil, you know. He seems like a very nice guy, but I know him very well, you know. He's a pretty obnoxious, self-centered, you know, ego-centered person. You don't know that. I know that. I know him very well. I know his higher nature, you know. You only know him, his apparent behavior. This eightfold prakriti which you and I can appreciate through our senses, and therefore it's called a lower nature, something very which is obvious to you. I fail to recognize, but I always have appreciated this eightfold prakriti. So he said, but other than this, this is my lower nature. This what you can interact and see. But other than that is my higher nature. Something which is not obvious, something which is unmanifest, something which you cannot be seeing through your senses. You can see me here, you can hear me talking, but what I'm thinking you don't really know. Because that's something subtler is not available to you through your senses. Does that exist? Of course, otherwise I wouldn't be speaking. So you know that I have a mind and intellect which is thinking before I speak. But you have no access to it. Therefore it's considered my higher nature. My lower nature is what you can see and judge. My higher nature, you have no access to it. What I'm thinking, how I conduct my life, all that is my higher nature. So Bhagavan says, other than this eightfold Prakriti which is available to you as to see me and interact with me, there is a higher nature of mine, which is Jiva Bhuta Mahabhayo Yaya Idam Dharyate Jagat, which is the very essence of all the beings, the life force, Jiva Bhuta, that which makes a living being a living being, which is Yaya Idam Dharyate Jagat, with which I uphold this entire universe. This entire universe remains in existence because of my higher nature. We say, well, the CEO of a company, I don't know what he does in 8 hours, then why everybody says that he is the one who makes it happen? Why is he paid so fabulously? Well, something which he does, which keeps this company together, that's his higher nature. What he does in day-to-day, he comes and buys a newspaper downstairs and come upstairs and then sits down in his chair and reads whatever and talks to his secretary. All that I can see. I said, that's just his lower nature. What he does to keep this entire company together is higher nature. So Bhagavan said, Yaya Idam Dharyate Jagat Jiva Bhutam, the essence of all beings, which makes all beings who they are, with which I uphold the entire universe, is my higher Prakriti. So there are two aspects of any being, one which is very apparent to us, and one which is what makes that person who he is. Bhagavan said, in the same way, I have this eightfold Prakriti, which you can see and feel every day. There is a higher Prakriti which upholds this entire universe. The Jagat, the word is Jagat. Jagat means whatever you can think of. As far as your mind can go, your Jagat may be only this town. My Jagat may be entire earth. But somebody's Jagat may be entire solar system. Somebody's Jagat may be even the entire galaxy. You can say whatever. That's your Jagat. It is upheld by, Bhagavan says, by me, my higher Prakriti. Everything is what it is because of my presence in that entity. With that last verse, etat yonini bhutani sarvani iti upadharaya. Know that. It's like instruction. I'm going to tell you all this. I told you my lower Prakriti, what is my higher Prakriti. So where all these beings are coming from? I say, etat, this too, my lower Prakriti and my higher Prakriti is the yonini etat, yonini bhutani sarvani. Every being you can think of in this universe, alien to whatever, all this, the womb of all this being is my these two Prakritis, higher and lower. There is no other source of any being other than these two nature of mine. One is lower, which you can see. One is higher, which is unmanifest. Aham Krishnasya Jagataha Prabhavaha Pralayastatha. Krishnasya, entire. There is nothing left behind. You can say, I can think of the cosmos and there is something asteroid outside of it. Even that, whatever you can think of as this entire jagat, I am the source of this jagat. The entire jagat came out of me. As we have discussed so many times, at one point there was just a singularity from the science point of view. And from that singularity came out this plurality, as we call this universe. So what is the source of this entire universe? That singularity which existed before the Big Bang. There was nothing before this Big Bang other than that singularity. So now I can say whatever I can think of in this universe, the source is that. So Bhagavan says, Aham Krishnascha Jagata, I am the source of this entire universe. This universe is upheld by these two prakriti. One is the lower nature, which is made of the eight things we enumerated, which you and I can see and feel and very familiar with, and the higher prakriti, which makes people who they are, the beings who they are, things what they are. Sugar is sugar because it is sweet. The sweetness is sugar is me, Bhagavan said. Aham Krishna Jagata Prabhavaha, the source of all the beings. I'm the womb of all these beings and entities and things in this world. I'm also the pralaya tatha. I'm also where they dissolve into. I came into being this world, became who I am, and everyone knows that there will be time, sooner or later, when I won't be around. What will happen to me? I will be the place for me to dissolve. Lord will be the place where I'll be dissolving into. I came out of him, I'll go back into him. That Bhagavan says, it's valid for everything and anything that you can think of in this world. So in this first three verses, he obviously gave his entire identity. But we'll continue discussing this.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.